plagued a potential nugget.
And maybe picking up on this dynamic in the concert, I'm curious about teamwork, right, as a theme. Again, of the various concerts you've done and people you've performed with, what's been your insights around, you know, when it all comes together, what are some of the pieces, if you sort of decode that, what are some of the underlying things that need to go right for you to come across as one voice to the audience?
First and foremost is to have a very healthy attitude and a peaceful relationship with everybody on the stage, on and off stage. The second is to, at least in my case, what I try to do is I try to empty myself completely before I go on the stage without a baggage or without a notion of how the music, how I want the music to sound. I try to just, okay, now I'm just going empty. And I've often found that when I do that, and if everybody else is able to do that at the same time, which happens sometimes with people you've worked for a long time, you tend to have a kind of a leveling attitude with each other. And then the music takes over. We don't have to do much. I don't know if I can explain this in words, but I have had experiences that enriched my thought process to believe that empty yourself and then years of training and practice just flows through.
And how do you, and when you say empty yourself, it's a simple statement, but I'm sure it's complex. And I'll tell you why I'm curious about this. In general, we live in a reasonably distracting world, if I may use the term. So emptying yourself is actually quite profound at multiple levels as we go through life to do whatever we're trying to do. So give us a sense of how you empty yourself.
Maybe what I mean to say is, now if I take a melody, I could compare it to, say, a river that flows through hills and valleys and pebbles and cobbles, and at every turn there's a nuance. There's a melody, there's what we call a gamaka or a anuswara. There are these inflections in music. Now this, when we look at a river, we just look at the beauty and say, ah, we're not thinking of all these things. When I'm trying to perfect, when I'm trying to learn a raga or I'm trying to perfect, it's like a river. Every raga is a different river that flows through me, and the nuances come through my voices. But when I've worked and internalized these nuances, this vocabulary, the grammar, for many months, after that point, I'm not thinking of the vocabulary that created that raga. I know it, but I must allow it to flow freely from inside of me, right? So I try to create that space inside me, and that's what I mean by emptying myself, so that river can gush out.
The big takeaway for me here is that getting a team to work harmoniously, no pun intended, is often not just about getting a few people who are good at what they do and getting them to work together. The key as a leader is often to create the space or the climate for the artists or the experts or the CXOs to come together to collaborate and perform. If this topic is of interest to you, you might find the article in New York Times by Charles Duhigg on Project Aristotle relevant. He talks about how Google looked at high-performing teams and what they had in common were this notion of psychological safety. They felt the team was a space where they felt comfortable collaborating. That insight at some level is quite similar to what Jayashree talks about here. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you want to listen to the conversation offline, say during an airplane ride or during a gym session or another time, you could access it at iTunes, Google's podcast player, Stitcher, Savan, or any of the other podcast apps that are out there.